Okay, here we go. The guidance that is coming in for us for today's New Year's Eve meditation, we'll be pulling a couple cards. This is the Lemurian Star Child Oracle deck. Also, Mermaid Tarot, which I have Larimar Stone that's coming in. And a couple of these oils. Water element, air. And I'm feeling a lot of cleansing. I've been spraying myself with, this is the Fire Dragon Protection. Coolest thing about this, I had sprayed it. I was on a session with a gal and she was like all of a sudden getting these images and she could see things clearing at all the chakras. And she said, it's a black background and I'm just seeing red and orange and some yellow. And that's Fire Dragon. That's a black background. And then it's like the flames, like the fire. And I said, just tap in, see if this is what you're getting. And it was just that dragon energy, just the clearing and the healing. So it's really potent. I love this stuff. I'm so glad that they, the guides showed me how to make it or what to make. But the dragon energy has been so significant these last couple days, where there's going to be a couple times where I'm going to have you work in imagining your Hara line. It's just your straight line down the middle of your center, middle of yourself. And it's just like a white hot light. Like it's so hot that things burn around you. Things it could be for letting go. It could be for clarity, almost like a forest fire, or if you're imagining everything kind of coming back down, it's just carbon, it's nutrients, it's planting seeds, starting over. There is an intention too, to let go. Ooh, fiery wall that came in. The intention to let go of what isn't serving you, what isn't you anymore. Not that you have to let that part of you go, but it's just like a growing. Sometimes we feel we leave our parts of ourselves in the past. It's about you journeying with yourself. You're moving into a new or a bigger component or an awareness, an aspect. Earth element is coming in. Egyptian energy is coming in. Ooh, okay. Fire element. That's coming in. Peace in the home. Ooh. Okay, I get it. Hecate oil. She's the Egyptian goddess. Guardian angel. Why don't I just pull all of these? Ooh, Saint Expedite. That comes in very strong. I have to wear that. It smells okay. It's just the energy behind it. It's what are you manifesting and what is it that you're wanting? So be in your I am energy. There's some things that I'm sharing here that's going to help you. Be in your I am energy. If you're wishing for something, you're going to stay in the wishing energy. Being grateful and I have, I am, that is going to get you what you want here and now. Yesterday, I manifested something I didn't even mean to, and it was just poof, it was there. It was just all of a sudden, it's the energy that's already here. They want you to know that this is about the 5D energy of being. Everything that you have and want is already here. You're just grabbing it out of the sky. You're kind of bringing it into your reality now. But they said that there's not a whole lot of discernment anymore in terms of what you are deserving of, or it just is. You want this, go for it. There's a confidence with it. There's just a knowing with it. That's an upgrade that they're sharing right now, saying that we got, I should say collectively. Nope, they're saying to pull a card now. I'm going to pull one from this Mermaid Tarot. I don't use tarot cards often, but when I do, they're usually pretty on point. I'm not too familiar with this deck, but I think there's a very strong connection with Lemuria, Egypt, mermaids. That's all kind of there together. They're saying right now there's two intentions that you have, and whatever else you want to add with that, Go ahead and just kind of add it. You can write it down. They're saying it's important to write things down now. Make a list as you receive the gifts that you're manifesting, the things that you're wishing for in life, cross them off, make a new one. Keep the list going with the caveat that it'd be for your best or better. The ones that are meant to come in that are aligned with your truth and your higher self. Yeah, we're done with struggle. We're done with a lot. I think of it's like the old 3D self. I think 2022 is a powerful year, but in a year that's unlike any other. I just pulled up, I don't know, again, I'm not familiar with tarot, but it's Page of Pentacles. I forget what Pentacles represents, but it's really neat. I don't know if you can, she has a little rainbow behind her and she has fairies. She has kind of a cute shirt on and then scales for her waist. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Creation is meant to be fun. You are meant to play and explore and see how things work together. Here is the Page of Pentacles. You are getting permission to simply play, to use what's around you and see what might result. Just like the page in the card, you may find that you will happily be surprised to find that you can create something you want on purpose. Amen to that, sister. So I think there's a part of that that's just also that reminder. There's that I am energy. So I do want to set that intention that we are coming from our I am space, not just our human consciousness in this body. I want us to expand out a little bit, whatever that means to you, whatever that looks like or feels like. I'm going to go ahead and call in specifically, I'm hearing Archangel Gabriel to help us with manifesting, to help us with this intention for today. And then while we're at it, let's open up sacred space. So we'll ground and connect to the earth, growing our roots deep into the earth, tapping in to the crystalline grid of the earth. They're saying the earth's blueprint, the earth's DNA, the earth's ability to record your energy as she recognizes you, your soul, your signature, your vibration. They're saying it's unprecedented that Earth helping, healing, the uplifting aspect of this new year coming in is unlike any other time she's helped with before. She is more in the form of human consciousness now than ever, and that helping to shift, helping this, she's saying launching of energies, and she's showing me that cute little utopia, that idyllic or that iconic image that we have. Everyone has land, everyone has peace, everyone is at their heart center. There isn't any more battles, any more struggles, crimes, not much more to heal. So Earth Mother brings in a cleansing and an intention as well to heal and shed. And she's saying for all of herself, and I'm just asking and intending that any ascended masters, any guides, beings of light that can assist the earth with her journey, should she need it, that they help oversee that for her, that it goes as smoothly as possible, that of which will affect us, asking now and intending that it also goes smoothly for us as we ascend more into our energy bodies, our crystalline bodies. And now those roots, so I'm seeing them deep into the middle earth, and there's this beautiful oceanic, it's like Caribbean water, but it feels a little bit cooler to the touch, not like warm tropical waters. But it's that beautiful crystal aqua blue, crystal clear water. I'm seeing two mermaids emerge, and they're holding a massive crystal in their hands together. They're both holding this crystal up, activating this crystal. They're asking that if we can bring that into our third eye. This is with the love and support of the Lumerian energies as well. Arcturians are here to help and assist with the anchoring of this energy into our human selves, into our land and on earth, into our waters, anchoring this light for healing, anchoring this light for guidance, for that cosmic connection of the divine, of that life for yourself, that lifeline, that you won't forget who you are as you continue to learn who you are here on this earth as you walk this journey. So they're having us now continue to feel grounded. I'm actually seeing a big mud bath. We're laying back, kicking back in a lounging position, but in the mud, like a big mud bath, cleansing us, healing us, extracting impurities, toxins, things that are not of our highest or best for our health, our mental health, physical, emotional, our ascended bodies, our crystalline bodies, etheric bodies. Okay, there's an air dragon that comes in now, and she's saying this is a lot of the journey that we wish to experience. It's a lot of letting go. There is a point of detachment, she speaks of, saying when you're ready to let go of your story, you can move forward with your experience. She's saying a lot of us fear repeat because we've experienced something and we are creatures of habit. Patterns emerge, patterns set forth, the environment, releasing these patterns is understanding that an aspect of you will carry and hold those patterns, but it no longer drives or is in charge. They're showing me the Lemurians. They're showing us, it looks like this really beautiful energetic teepee, and it looks like it's crystal. What is this? It almost looks like a clear aqua marine. But we go through, and there's also some purples, yellow, like yellow apatite, that very beautiful. It's clear, but there's rainbow aspects in it. And under this teepee or inside of this teepee, what they're saying is these aspects of us, we can have as many teepees as we wish, but we can send those parts of ourselves that we are still trying to understand, learn from, process, heal, take care of, nurture. We can send into these teepees. They look like energetically like med beds. It's helping balance and restore. It's healing. In the way that we are able to let go of trauma, in a way that they're showing me now, that white light. We're going to imagine a beautiful white hot line where it doesn't burn you. It comes in and it clears. It holds space. It expands. It breathes. It contracts. This is your I am energy as it comes through. And what this reminder is about you letting go, because it's okay to let go. And whatever letting go of is at the moment, if it's something small, a thought that comes in, letting go of that thought, the emotion, the memory itself. They're showing me this beautiful color. It's a magenta, bright, pinkish purple. And it comes in with this very beautiful, it's like the violet flame. And I'm seeing that these traumas, they show up like Polaroids. And if you've imagined where there's acid or there's something etching or eating away at these pictures, that's what this energy is doing. It is not taking away from your experience. Your experience played a role, played a part. It's a part of your journey. But it's taking away and helping lessen some of those triggers. Some of the pain that our sensitive souls find so extremely harsh to understand how some people can treat or behave in ways that is so unacceptable. How they can treat a child, how they can treat a woman, how they can treat their own family. And the air dragon comes in again, and there's a circulation of this energy whirlwind. It's coming through, and it's that wind of change, that time. She's saying it's going in the clock-like pattern where it's circulating, circulating. And then there's parts of it that's interesting. There's clockwise, counterclockwise, clockwise, counterclockwise, where it almost reminds me of cogs. Wheels, gears shifting, but some going in an opposite direction of others. The dragon is saying that this purpose is sending the energy back to that point in time. Let's zero point that year, that date, that memory, that feeling, go back into the contracts that were made before you incarnated. Whatever this is, they are saying to let go for this year is to bring in the new, the love, the higher depth. And they're saying being connected in a way that is not encapsulating or imprinting that memory or that trauma. And this is any experience. What they're saying is that this, the dragon, when she comes through, it's that her wings, she has such a force with her wings, but she's also gentle. There's things that can absolutely move and shift when they're ready to. And there's things she understands that it's meant to simmer. It's meant to digest slowly and process. And she wishes that whatever you want to do is okay. Please call her in if there's something specific you would like to let go of or to help assist in letting go, for that ability to help carry on, move through, manifest, bring in joy and love. Because things aren't, and she's bringing this up again, things aren't meant to come into your life to be let go of completely. We always have to remember where we've come from, but not relive that experience. She's saying there's a difference there. And what we do oftentimes is there's a part of us that we're stuck in that trauma. Like our Hara line, that center line down the middle of our bodies from our crown all the way down our feet. What she's saying is that you can imagine the same idea if the trauma is on that Polaroid or if you're in a moment. Bring in this hot, this white light and clear as much as you can. There's residual energy. She's saying this is profound. It's like a ripple effect. Going into an idea that you can go back in time is just understanding and indicative of who you are as a interdimensional being. She's saying you're not reliving something. There's a part of you living that. There's too close of a connection. Things come in when we think about our traumas, when we think about some things that we don't agree with, when we think about what it is that we would do different. So it's a point of reference, she's saying. And this Hara line, this beautiful healing, this white hot energy is coming in to clear with love, cut cords with love. This is not about sending out anything that's detrimental to your healing process. Absolutely, if there's anger, if there's pain, if there's resentment, feel those. Absolutely, that's who you are. You're a human. You're meant to feel all the feels. Don't hide that. Don't deem it negative. Wash it away. Feel it. It's a part of our color palette, being a human. It's okay to feel what you feel. It can help if you say it out loud. I feel whatever that is. emotion, energy and motion, if it doesn't go anywhere, it will plant itself within our body. And the dragon is coming back to say, this is the point of that white hot line clearing, because now we're energetically clearing it out of our tissues, our bones, muscles, DNA, our cells, our skin, our organs, auric field, all the subtle bodies within that, all the lifetimes that are connected to us. If you think of yourself in the middle of a spider web, you are not the prey. You are at the center point of all that is. Send this healing light down every strand, every point and direction that this web expands, because Creator says you are the weaver of your own life. And while we're talking about it, let's call in Spider. Ask her to help us with this intention for New Year's Eve. Traditionally, a lot of us like to leave things in the previous year, not bring them into the new year. So we're asking Spider to help us weave a beautiful life, the fabrics of which will support us and help us to be included in that web, whatever it is that we need, and love and support and guidance and healing. I'm also hearing in resurrection, coming into our own power, not dimming our light anymore. Spider gives us this gift. It's a really beautiful, it's a little silkworm. And she's saying, just don't forget that these little tiny, these beautiful insects create something you wouldn't think would be beautiful. But look at what it does. How sensual silk can be, how soft, comforting, easy on our senses. And the idea that it's not the production of silk itself and the worms working for the product we create. She's saying just the idea that nature can provide something. We might not know who we are in that sense, what we are in that sense, but we all have something, at least one thing that we can create. And that is so extremely beautiful and gifting for others. The mermaids come in with a message, and it's finding our light and living our truth. And the truth is really whatever that is for you. There's no specific definition. Truth is you feeling safe with what you say, what you speak. You feeling that you can be yourself, not caring what others think. Or maybe it's accepting that you just feel what you feel. Maybe you've been in limbo, on the fence about it, fighting that part of yourself. It's okay to honor that. We don't have to share everything with everyone. This is your journey and it's sacred. Earth is coming in now. And so she's showing me there's this expansion, and it's the cardinal directions that we are calling in, the sacred directions. So the winds of the east, the south, the north, the west, above, below, within. The angels, the archangels, all the beings here that are assisting us, helping us on our journey, the guides, ascended masters, teachers, healers, any and all beings of light that are from the light and that serve us. It's also their calling. Arcturians are coming in saying it's a lot about what you think of here on earth is what is in front of you. Therefore, it is. There's a whole nother side to living on earth with the imaginative realms, the realms where there are shapeshifters, and they're not all bad, or what we deem as bad. just the idea that we can morph and become things because we can. Maybe we're that bipod that we're running through the forest. All of a sudden we want to grow wings, take flight. There we go. We're in the air flying. We're taking off because we can. It's allowing ourselves to be playful in that idea. We can be whatever we want. It doesn't mean giving up responsibilities or changing anything. It's just the idea to allow yourself those thoughts, that playtime, the meditations or the daydreaming. Allow yourself to explore. What would it be like? So Mother Mary comes in. There's a little bit of a theme of a soul retrieval that we're doing. And it's a lot of the traumas. She's saying it's about these years that have been a little challenging for us. That 2021 is kind of the end cap for a lot of what was. It signifies change, balance. There's a teetering point, and where we want to go, it's a lot about being in our power, our truth. And she's giving, there's a little key, and what we're doing is we're working in our third eye, and we're just unlocking a little bit more of what it is that we can see or feel and connect with that helps dissolve or drop the veil, if you will. It's about being yourself, but in a way that it's not scary. You're not going crazy. She wants you to know that. You're catching up with who you are. The human mind is trying to conceptualize what that means. And she said, please know there's no end point. You want to experience all that is. She's saying, come through your heart. Feel through your heart. Be, live, explore all through your heart. And there's a golden heart now that she places over our heart space. And this is pulsating. It's a really beautiful, fluid gold. It's a very, it almost looks like metal, a liquid metal. But what she's saying is that we're going to pulsate this. Arcturians, we do something, it's shimmering. It's kind of the same thing that you'll do with your auric field, your aura. You'll imagine your aura pulsating and it'll come in waves. And then it'll go faster and faster and faster. And that shimmering, it's like that light being turned on and off. Our heart space is doing that same thing. It's coming in these waves, boom, boom, boom. And you can increase it, boom, 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 into a point where it goes so fast. It's not energetically hurting you. It's moving a heart space, an idea that you already have something. You're built with this technique. And it's for clearing purposes, healing purposes, activation purposes. It's a lot of our portal work. It's a lot of being able to cut strings, cut cords, let go of hooks, attachments, implants, things of that nature. She's saying, come from the heart. Work with your heart, not your mind. And I've been seeing a lot of the significant change, and it's not so much thinking with your mind. And I heard somebody said this so beautifully. I think what we're doing, and this is what they said, is that we are thinking with our heart and we are feeling with our mind. That resonated with me. It's a big shift. It's always, okay, feel it into your heart. Feel, feel, feel. Some of us, that's hard to do, especially if there's been a lot of trauma. We might not know what we feel, how we feel. That's the idea of the spiritual hygiene. Ground every single day. Clear your energy space. Get to know when you're in your own space, And when other things come in, you're a lot more aware and you want to keep it clear. Like you want to keep your den clear of anything. Keep it nice and neat. Because that self-cares. In trauma, a lot of us became caretakers. That was a way to learn to receive love. We found a niche. We found a way to be useful, purposeful, needed. We didn't like what was going on, maybe, but it was also a way to help take care of. We had some ability to perform with compassion. And this caretaking, it's not about what we're focusing on for others anymore. This is just caretaking in the sense you just are. This is your soul. You care. But you don't have to hit the ground running and take care of every last person and then yourself. This is what that thinking with your heart piece comes in, because it's that discerning. Taking care of yourself first energetically will help shift those around you, just in virtue of you being you. Allow your light to let them discern. Let your light help them, shift them, do whatever it needs to. You do not have to take this on anymore. We don't have to fix people anymore. We're not responsible for things that aren't ours. The care and compassion, the leading with action and taking care of yourself is enough of a role model. An inspiration for others to want to do the same. It's not spiritual bypassing. They're still doing the work if they wish to, but it's also in a way they don't have to stay in struggle, relive things. There's a moving forward with this energy, and this is why we're going to release and let go of a lot of what has come up to this point in time, year 2021, what we're releasing and letting go of. All of a sudden they're showing me a cargo plane, the bottom opening up and just phew, these huge crates coming out the floor of the airplane. Maybe whatever it is you want to put in that plane and the cargo, you can have it all wrapped up in one crate. You can have multiple crates. The point is, have fun with this letting go. Have fun with it. Imagine when it hits the ground or the water, or if it's an infinite well, you never see the bottom. Create the scenery for yourself. Allow yourself to explore what it is you're letting go of, what you're doing, why you're letting go of it. And please give it that gratitude. There's things that we don't always understand, but there's lessons, there's reasons things happen, why we've experienced them. A lot of times our soul will make contracts or agreements with things that we at the human level and with our consciousness do not understand or know that we are doing. So let's thank it for whatever it is, why it came in, we might not know, but let's thank it. Thank you for being a part of my life. You can still feel angry. You can still feel happy. You can still feel, but please give it a little of that gratitude. Put it in the crate, wrap it up, drop it. Let that go. And now they're saying it's about that lightness. How do you feel when you've let something go? How do you be? Does that change your relationship with somebody or a feeling on something? Whatever this is, again, it doesn't have to be definite. You don't have to have an answer for it. Do as it feels comfortable for you. Maybe this is a daily ritual. You just let go of things daily. The accumulation of energies. Talking to people, interacting with people, we're courting to them now, and being courted means we're holding a part of their energy within us and around us. Letting it go. You can ask that that means that that person gets their energy back. It can mean that if there's any contracts, deeds, agreements, anything that was made consciously or non-consciously that is not in alignment with your truth, with your soul path, that no longer serves you, that that can be the end of that contract. There is no breaching. You're wishing that all parties involved come to an agreement. Program these however you want them. Set up in your life so that you can move forward with whatever it is that you're wanting to focus on and bring in. It's really a beautiful year. 2022 is about playtime, letting go. It's like being in a sandbox again. There's a playground. There's a world around us. Things have been serious for a little too long. Many of us are divided. Haven't been able to enjoy holidays, events, gatherings. There's been a lot of fear. And please know that our ancestors are coming in, and this is what they're moving forward into our timeline. They're really coming back online. The ancestors come in, they're saying it's not about self-care so much that what you're doing is just okay, you're shaking it off and just okay, you're getting up, dusting off your knees. Okay, that was a crapshoot. Well, I'm going to move forward now. They're saying what this is, it's about you understanding that you are doing the work. You're ending cycles. There's so much validation and credit and love that they give to you for your journey, for all that is, for allowing choice to come in, not to take you over, not to consume you. You've been strong. They're saying you've been weak. You've been vulnerable. But it's not in a weakness that you are now prey, that you're debilitated. They're saying a weakness is you allowed yourself to be exposed, to feel the feels, to let go of control. They're saying there is no weakness in that context. What they're saying is that this is about a connection with what weak was. For a lot of people, showing emotion was a weakness. And they're flipping it on its head, the idea of what weak is, because they're saying that's actually when you explore yourself and you allow yourself to be, you are honoring your light. You are honoring who you are, how you work. And all these things about you, it's about you being you. You don't care about a mold, a group to fit into. You're doing you. Ancestors are coming in very strongly and they're adamant. And they're saying this is about us now coming together in union and helping with this shift. Helping, they're saying it's a global atrocity. They're calling it a global I keep hearing cry for help. Because where our consciousness has been anchored, a lot of us don't feel that is our truth anymore. A lot of us feel, yes, there are things going around. There might be sicknesses, ailments, souls planning to leave the planet. But there's also that idea, we came into the year specifically to face this, to endure these realms. We're stopping those cycles. We're allowing ourselves to think with our hearts now, sending compassion and love. They're saying narcissism goes deep. It's a lot of us can be affected by it. There's a part of us that we can be narcissistic. But the definition of that a lot of times comes back to the root, the core of who you are and your being, not having needs met. You can meet all your needs now. You have everything you need. Give yourself that time, that space. If you feel it's a no, honor it. Don't overcommit. Allow yourself to be, to process. They're saying getting out of the shoulding on ourselves, getting out of what we think is expected of us, what expectations we have of ourselves. They're saying that's why it's dissolving. It doesn't serve us. What purpose is that if we're driving ourselves crazy, we're completely neglecting ourselves, now we're sick? There's a lesson. Everything is a teacher. And the ancestors say too, if you can bring in more tobacco, if you go on a nature walk, if you're around, even if you're in the winter climates, the zones, whether you can have tobacco, maybe if it's something else, but just that giving back, that offering to Mother Nature is really helping the earth spirits right now. All the kingdoms on the earth. Because they're saying they're a part of, we're here for them, they're here for us. There's an even exchange. They're saying this is what that, okay, so back to the mermaids holding that giant crystal. What they're showing me now is that we've anchored it into our third eye. It's also within the solar, the sun, the solar being within us. The universe inside of us is exactly what we see outside of us. If we are content and have inner peace, the world around us feels peaceful. We're not drawing things into our field to help us work through, to point out where we are at. This solar crystal, it kind of evolves its shape. It's moving into, there's some sacred geometry. I'm looking at a map, like blueprints, the geometry of the shape, the points. I'm seeing the white writing, the white lines. And then it's shifting through all of these. I'm seeing the dodecahedron, if I'm saying that correctly. A crystal that's physical in this reality is also interdimensional and non-physical in other realities. So remember that part of ourselves. And they're saying, though, this is the Lemurians coming in. They're saying that the solar being within us, we can absolutely weave into that white light Hara line. We can weave that into or through that solar being, that sun within us. And it expands out, it radiates. They're saying we can regenerate our energy quicker this way. If you imagine your sun pulsating so quickly, it's cleansing chakras, the nodes in between your chakras. Asking and intending that it also clear, cleanse, shift, and move things that are not ours. They're not of the light. They're not in alignment with our soul purpose or our soul's truth. And if there's any blockages or any agreements, anything that stands in our way, we wish and intend that that be dissolved, let go of, and we give it back to the heavens to heal. There's a water dragon now that comes in, and she's talking a lot about the emotions and the connection of water and emotions, and saying, I love you to yourself. She's saying, challenge yourself, say it 5 to 7 times every day. She's saying, don't wait for the new year. This isn't a resolution. She's, oh, this is neat. She's saying this is a solution. You are here for you. Love yourself. Honor yourself. It doesn't matter what you think of yourself. You're still an incredible being. You're here with a purpose. You are needed. You are enough. Your guidance, your wisdom, your innate, you are plugged in. And Creator wants us always to know that we are so appreciated and all the work that we do. So the water dragon, she shows me it's not about fire and dissolving or bringing down to ash, or she's saying water for her, it looks murky and then it looks clear. And what she'll do is she's saying for her, clearing at the water level is like breath work for here, for us here on earth, breathing oxygen. She does breath work in water and it expands that God spark, that light in every molecule of water, every molecule that is within her. And all the water as it's coming in and out of her lungs. It's the expression. It's the letting go. We express that emotion through each breath. And the inhalation is us bringing in more of that light, bringing in our God spark, spirit molecule, our I am. Back to that cargo plane, they're saying if any time you're seeing a little airplane, it could even be a little seaplane, it doesn't have to be a big air, whatever this is, you can have a signal, a sign, a message between you and your guides. Set something up. Hey, if I forget to do this, can you send me a little message, a visual? Let me look up at the sky at the right time. I want to see an airplane. Or want to see, and then whatever it is that you want to see, that's a reminder for you as you're starting your solution new year. And the part of being here for ourselves, she said, is because we always are. We always fall back on ourselves anyway. We're here doing the work. Why not keep it here? With love, with enjoyment, with fun. And the mermaids leave us with this last message. They're saying this message is just about forgiveness, ebb and flow. There's sun cycles, there's moon cycles, there's seasonal changes, seasonal cycles, years, months. Time isn't what it is for us that we think is healing. She's saying, she's showing me the calendar. If we sit with something for a month, or maybe more closer to out of mourning than we were that month prior. She's saying what time is for us is giving ourselves that time and honoring how we feel each and every moment that we feel it. As it comes up, if you're feeling mad, upset, happy, surprised, joyful, she's saying expressing it is acknowledging it. You're being heard, you're hearing yourself, you are in connection with you. You're not hiding from yourself. You're accepting what is, even if it is hard to accept. She's saying you don't have to accept it right away. Feel what you feel. She's saying we have guilt, we have shame, we feel bad for feeling what we feel. But she's like, she's explaining that's because we deem things negative. Nothing is negative. If we want to call things evil, those things are here on earth and experiences is to show us our shadow. It's to show us what it is that we're standing up against now to change, to do something different, to discontinue patterns, ancestral patterns. It's to launch us to be the healer that we are. We've gone through a lot in life. And those experiences help us connect with those that have also been through said traumas and experiences. And even lives without trauma, we're here to play and enjoy. Trauma or not, we're here. We want the best. Or whatever that is for ourselves and for others. So let's make it fun, playful, joyful. A lot of people thought it was a shit show. It's all what you make of it. And Mother Mary comes in. It's just really beautiful. It's kind of the grandmother, I don't think, the wand. It just kind of looks like this very, very beautiful sparkly wand that comes in, but with this grandmother wisdom and knowledge, this love, this nurturing. And it's this wand that it's just this beautiful sparkly white light comes from. And she sprinkles this above each of our heads with the movement and the shaking of her wand. And what this is doing is this is helping dispel anger. Because anger is one of those, she's saying it's the quickest that has connected us through lifetimes. It is the quickest emotion because it is so rooted in loss of power over across many lifetimes. She's saying we're not changing what you've gone through. What we're doing is just allowing it to still have its space, but we're giving it permission to heal now. We're giving it its own little microphone, its own little center stage. We're releasing or letting go. And anytime you see, if this crystal that the mermaids brought up from the ocean, the deep, deep Middle Earth ocean, if you see it and it changes color, if you wish to go back into a teepee, that crystal teepee, if there's any point in this realm you wish to go back to heal or create your own, please call in these beings or any others you are guided to. Know that what you intend and ask for will happen. Please ask that you heal, but don't give yourself the expectation of what you think it might be or how it might look after. Let go of the shoulds, the expectations. Let yourself be. I'm hearing for a lot of people, don't overload your plate. Keep it light. Simplify your to-do list. They're saying first thing on your list, just be. They're laughing. How many of us are going to try that and not even get past the first task? They want us to be. They want us to explore. They want us to live and fully enjoy ourselves and our time here on Earth, as well as the other realms that we connect with, wherever else we are in the cosmos, in the universe, all the other life forms that we are or what we are not. Let's enjoy it and be. The Arcturians are coming in. They're giving us a little bit of a grounding, a healing here. They're going to share a little wisdom. You're going to get a little message. Maybe it's later. Maybe it's during your dreams, your dream state. Maybe it's just something that really stands out and something you read or watch. They are coming through. They are saying this is a lot about who you are and what you're manifesting. You're just catching up with the things that you have manifested. So if things look like they stop abruptly, or if there's just a shift and then all of a sudden you're taking a left turn, you asked for that. Please embrace the unknown. Trust yourself to go through those motions, to go through those experiences. Always asking for guidance if you need. But they're giving us this really beautiful, it's in the gamma rays, but this beautiful frequency that's helping us connect with all that is. Always in touch with our guides, our angels, our higher self, creator, all the beings on and around Earth and the universe. But there's a filtration here. This frequency is, I'm seeing Ashtar. And what he's doing is he's allowing, there's a frequency, there's a filter that this isn't for anything to come through. There's a lot of filtering. All this guidance, wisdom, knowledge, sharing, experiencing, astral traveling, all the things that we do, even in our dream walking, we are being protected in each and every state of consciousness and exploration, all the realms that we travel. There's a frequency of light that is anchored within us. And Ashtar is overseeing this. And to help us stay in our truth, our own light. And it helps a lot of the things that have been slimy, kind of murky, things that want to attach, they want to anchor in. There's some that are slick, hidden. And I speak of that as I have cleared that energy that is not going to go into your field. We mention things, all of a sudden we can cord to it, and there we are. That is not the case. Things that are coming in, you can put inside of a crystal. Imagine that you're giving the crystal to the heavens to heal. If there's energies, send it into a crystal. Program yourself, shield, protect, cloak if you need. But know that you are truly loved, you are appreciated. Our ancestors, our guides, our starseed ancestors, our families of the stars, and all the beings on earth are here to assist us in our journey. I'm thanking all the beautiful guides that came in, the mermaids, the Marians, Mother Mary, Arcturians. Letting go can be fun. Let's bring it into the new year. It can be vivacious. It can be the year that surprises you. That anything great can happen, and that you matter and you are needed. I'm also thanking all the ascended masters, guides, healers, beings of light, creator, ourselves. Beautiful directions. All the kingdoms of the earth and dragons. The elements. Thanking all for who showed up. Also thinking tobacco. As tobacco feels, it wants to be of use. In the offering, they're saying, give yourself something tonight for a little thank you gift for yourself. Tune in to whatever that can be. A little treat, maybe a salt bath, maybe a night out. Whatever this is. It's about inner joy. Enjoy, I-N, not E-N. Enjoy. An inner standing. And if you'd like, you can start moving around a little bit. They're showing me it's really neat. We are coming back into our bodies through that solar sun. Of that solar being inside of us. We're coming through our backs, going into that sun and expanding, coming fully into our bodies now, bringing that sunlight into each and every part of our bodies, our organs, Feel free to move your fingers, hands, arms, legs, toes. Please drink some water, as this was a pretty big shifting here. And anything else you wish to intend for your year to come, and this year to release, whatever that is for you, it's never too late to add to that.